This is TWiT.
It's time for Alexa, the Google Assistant, and Siri to swear. So this is a Wired article that says that, you know what? I think it's okay if the vocal assistants, I suppose that's not incorrect, if voice assistants swear. Just last night, I was talking to my partner and a screen came up on the Echo Show. And it said, it was, you know, on the left it had news or whatever. And on the right it said Akinator. And I'm sure you, Matthew Cassinelli, remember Akinator. And I imagine I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin remembers Akinator too. But my partner's a little bit younger. And so I said, do you know what Akinator is? Have you heard of Akinator? No. And so I wanted to show him what Akinator was, which for us, we would go to the website and we would think of a person and then it would ask us questions and we'd answer it yes or no, or maybe, I think were sometimes the options. And then it would eventually guess the person that you were thinking of. And it would be really good at doing that. Sometimes it was kind of shocking. And so I thought, I want you to see how good this is at guessing the person. And so he picked the character Anya Jenkins from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and was kind of smug, like there's no way. And Akinator ended up guessing it. But during the conversation, there was one point where he answered a little bit quieter than normal. And Alexa thought that he was whispering. And so Alexa responded and said, I think you are just whispering. If that's the case, I will start whispering back to you. If at any time you want to stop whispering, just say, stop whispering. And so from that point on,
that's
it
so
was
creepy.
Going on whispering in response. And what this would normally be used for is a situation where you wanted Alexa to do something and you didn't want to wake somebody up or you didn't want to disturb something. And so you could whisper to Alexa and say, you know, turn, what's the weather like tomorrow? And then it would whisper back quietly to you. And so, the piece here is talking about how it would be a good thing if these assistants started to behave similarly to how we do, and it could learn your behavior and then start to model some of that behavior back. So if I talk to Alexa, which I never would, but if I were to talk to Alexa and say some curse words, then maybe it would say some back. I feel very uncomfortable cursing at voice assistants. But I've noticed that most people do not feel very uncomfortable about doing so and are happy to say bad things to voice assistants. So anyway, I suppose I can see the argument for this.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting. I can tell that this is kind of like their angle to the story where they're talking about the history and how people do tend to swear at their assistants. And especially, I think I just thought of like, internationally, I feel like some countries might stereotypically swear more than others or something, or using the versions of their words. And even one was going, like the story goes back into how the guy who recorded the language for Speak and Spell, like they refused to have it say swear words and things like that. So there's definitely the history, or how like when Siri first launched, there was a bunch of things where it'd be like, it's like, what was the one? Like, where do you bury a dead body? And they're like, here's a morgue or here's a metal factory nearby or something like that. And it would actually take you there. So those ones were pretty funny, but I thought it was especially just like if you could set it that way, or I guess, you know what? This article really should have interviewed the guy who made Carrot Weather, because that's the one that's notorious for. You can actually program in levels of personality into the weather app. And so it is, if you ask Siri for the weather, it could be like, oh, it's raining or something like that as you go outside. So I didn't actually swear, just so you know. What is it? Bleep at 221?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I thought it was an interesting take, and especially if you could maybe set it like regionally or something like that, and it would respond with, I think like the level that you do, or I guess the main issue that at least Google was talking about is they assume these are used in communal environments. So it couldn't just have Siri start swearing back to you, or Google Assistant start swearing back to you. But maybe if there's some way you could, if your family didn't have any children in it or something like that, you could turn on the setting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. If you've got kids that, you know, you don't want to hear curse words, then you would need to have some options. But I think that the larger point here, maybe it's not about curse words in particular, but it's just about the voice assistants getting to know a little bit more about us in general and kind of modeling behavior, because up to a certain point, that makes you more trustworthy of more trusting of a thing. If you don't feel like you have to sort of code switch in order to communicate with it.
Yeah, totally. Especially like if it could just detect when you're like mad at it for being too like verbose or something, like that's the one where it's like, oh, I turned on the lights. Sorry, one of the lights isn't turned on. So I'm going to keep talking back to you and I'll like shout back at the thing. And it's like, if it could just be like, oh, sorry, like I'll chill out for a couple of days or something like that, that would be nice.
It'd be funny. It's like,
maybe I'm the one that needs to chill.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to let you cool it for a little while.
Yeah. She's like, you need to calm down.